This week we're introducing a new feature focused around recommendations from all of our many, many interesting guests. I'm a big fan of Pop Culture Happy Hour, which has What's Making You Happy This Week. So in honor of that, we decided to call our feature What's Making You Sappy This Week. So we're each week share some interesting recs from some of our guests, past, present, and maybe even future.
Hi, my name is Damian Duffy. I'm a lecturer at the School of Information Sciences at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and a cartoonist, letterer, graphic novelist. My most recent graphic novel is the adaptation of Octavia Butler's Parable of the Sower. And some things I recommend, the graphic novel Hot Comb, I guess it's more of a short story collection, by Ebony Flowers. It's this great, she's a great cartoonist who does a lot of sort of autobiographical slice of life work, but then also more literary short stories. And then the recent House of Whispers series, written by Nalo Hopkinson for Vertigo DC Comics, has been really great. And then also It's Nana the Were-Spider by Greg Anderson Elise and several artists, as an independent comic about the son of a Nancy, the trickster spirit, spider god of African folklore. And it's awesome. Eventually, there's a story where he meets with John Henry, which I hate because it was an idea John and I had earlier, but they did it before us. Anyway, there you go.
I'm sorry. My name is John Jennings, and I'm a professor of media and cultural studies and cooperative faculty with creative writing here at the University of California at Riverside. Along with Damian, I'm also one of the co-adapters of Parable of the Sower by Octavia Butler into a graphic novel. I'm also a graphic novel editor for a new line of books from Abrams called Megascope. And I would like to recommend a bevy of different books. One is LaGuardia by Nnedi Okorafor and Tana Ford, edited by Karen Berger for Berger's Books from Dark Horse Comics. It's a really great, like, African futurist narrative about immigration issues and the future. Bitter Root by David Walker, Chuck Brown, and Sanford Green, which is kind of like an ethno-gothic, conjure punk, you know, adventure story about race in the 1930s Harlem. The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin, which is a new book that she just put out based off of a story, I think of the same name, about avatars of cities. So they can be people who become avatars, whole cities. And she's also writing this a really great Green Lantern narrative called Far Sector from DC Comics as well. And last thing I wanted to mention is Killadelphia by, it's a vampire story set in Philadelphia by Rodney Barnes, who's this really wonderful screenwriter turned comic book artist, writer.
Hi, I'm Shelley Strebe. I'm professor of literature and ethnic studies at the University of California, San Diego, author of the recent book, Imagining the Future of Climate Change, World Making Through Science Fiction and Activism, which was published by the University of California Press and has a big chunk of it on Octavia's research on climate change and other things that we were talking about today. I'm going to recommend a couple of things. Hope Nicholson, the editor of Love Beyond Body, Space and Time, an indigenous LGBT sci-fi anthology. It's a really wonderful, groundbreaking collection. There's a great introduction by Grace Dillon, who edited Walking the Clouds, another really important indigenous science fiction anthology. And has a wonderful story by Daniel Heath Justice, The Boys Who Became the Hummingbirds, which is adapted in another book I'm going to recommend, Moonshot, the Indigenous Comics Collection. There's a few volumes of that now. It's really wonderful. And then lastly, I think I want to add Lillian Rivera's Dealing in Dreams. She was a writer who, like Adrienne Marie Brown, attended Clarion in 2015. And this is a YA sci-fi novel coming from a Puerto Rican perspective in many ways that thinks about New York City girls gangs and possibilities in the wake of disaster and getting outside the boundaries of a community that has a lot of problems. So there's a lot of parallels to Parable in some ways, and just a lot of great things to read out there.
Well, thanks for all three of you for your patience and great contributions.